The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Gareth, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
It's time for salads.
Yeah, I was going to do barbecuing again, and then I went, you know, I've spoke about barbecue the last few weeks, but I think sometimes people think of a salad as like an afterthought, really. Yeah. And it can be a meal. You just need to make sure that there's enough substance in it so people aren't left hungry. So the first one I'll do is probably the lightest of the three, and that's a beetroot, orange and fennel salad with a cashew blue cheese, toasted pine nuts and rocket. So this is the type of salad I'd probably make if I was having a piece of steak or a piece of fish. So it'd be like, this is a real one you'd stick in the centre of the table. So first of all, you need 200 grams of one of my favourite Irish cheeses, which is cashew blue. You need three oranges that I want you to cut the top and the bottom off and then remove the skin. You can either slice them or take the segments out, but squeeze the juice into a little bowl because I'm going to get you to use that for the dressing. Four beetroots cooked. The pack of beetroot that you buy in the supermarket in the little
backpack.
They're very good. I mean, if you can't get them and you want to buy fresh beetroot, into a little bit of tin foil on a bed of sea salt, little bit of olive oil, some thyme, and then wrap it up nice and tight. Pop it into the oven and bake it for about an hour until they're tender. That's how you cook beetroot. A bulb of fennel, 100 grams of rocket, 300 mils of rapeseed oil or good olive oil, 400 mils of balsamic. I'm saying David Llewellyn's here. David Llewellyn is in North County, Dublin, and makes this wonderful apple balsamic. And then some pine nuts that I just need you to toast. And then I've already told you how to cook the beetroots. Then with the fennel, if you finely slice the fennel, either with a knife or if you have a mandolin, using the guard, slice them on the mandolin and then plunge them into ice cold water. We call that technique, it's to shock the fennel. And what it does is it makes the fennel even more crisp and adds a bit more texture. So dropping leaves and vegetables like that into ice cold water is a cool technique to make them really crispy. Then I just want you to toast off the pine nuts in an oven, 180 degrees. Peel and segment the oranges, as I said. Then for the dressing, add in the olive oil and the balsamic into a bowl with a little bit of that orange juice, salt and pepper, mix it together. Then just slice your beetroots on the bottom of the plate, crumble over the cheese, put over the orange, dress the rocket leaves with the pine nuts and place them in the middle, stick it in the centre of the table. Brilliant salad.
Yeah, I mean, rocket has kind of taken over for many people from ordinary lettuce leaves.
Yeah, and I suppose I think people like that peppery kind of sharp taste. But if you're not keen on rocket, any mixed leaves will do the job there. Like watercress also would work great with that salad.
Yeah. Okay, now you have a light Caesar salad with crispy bacon and a poached egg.
Yeah, I mean, I love Caesar salad, and if I was making it for myself, I would put anchovies in the dressing. But my kids and my wife aren't crazy on anchovies, so I'm giving you a recipe without anchovies. But all the classic people out there, yes, of course, it's supposed to have anchovies. So what you need is two heads of baby gem lettuce. So I'm going to get you to wash them, plunge them into ice cold water, leave them sitting in the ice cold water, take them out and then spin them in a lettuce spinner and set them to one side. Six pieces of streaky bacon that you're going to cut into lardons. So that's those little kind of long battens of bacon, which you're going to fry off in a pan and a little bit of oil. Let all the fat start to render out of bacon and cook them nice and crisp. Take them out, set them to one side. You need some sourdough that you're going to cut into squares onto a tray. Couple of cloves of garlic, just bash them on your chopping board and put them on the tray, and then drizzle that bread with some olive oil into a preheated oven at 150 degrees to make some croutons. And then you need four eggs for poaching, some Parmesan cheese. This is kind of the cheats Caesar dressing. So 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons of creme fraiche, juice of a lemon, half a clove of garlic, either minced or very finely grated, salt and a generous twist of pepper, a splash of olive oil, and a good grating of Parmesan cheese into that dressing. All you do is put the chopped baby gem leaves into a bowl along with the bacon and the croutons, mix them all together with the dressing and stick them in the centre of a bowl. And then what I want you to do is poach the egg. So I think I spoke before about how to poach an egg. Yeah. The biggest pot that you own, bring it up to a rolling boil so the water is actually moving. Crack your egg into a cup and then heavily salt the water, and then you just get a spoon and do a circular motion with the water.
Create an eddy.
Exactly. And there you go. And you drop the egg right into the centre of that. And if they're nice, fresh eggs, what happens is the bottom of the egg only comes up to the top and it looks like a little teardrop. And that's what you're going for. I'm sure you've all seen it when you're in hotels and restaurants. That's how we get it. We use big deep pots. cook them for about 2 minutes and use a slotted spoon out onto a tray with loads of kitchen towel on it. Make sure you dry off the egg. Nothing worse of getting a poached egg with a load of water in the base of the bowl.
Absolutely. So. Okay, and the third one, you couldn't leave the barbecue alone.
No, I had to give you one that you're going to barbecue. So this one, we're using chicken thighs again, and then a quick marinade, a couple of cloves of garlic, smoked paprika and dried oregano, a teaspoon of each, juice of a lemon, little bit of honey and some olive oil. So marinade your chicken thighs, skin on, thigh out, and then you just leave them for about, you know, a couple of hours, and then you're going to cook them on a hot barbecue, start them on the skin side and let the skin go nice and crispy. You hear me saying it every week. Turn them over, close the lid, make sure they're cooked through. Then for the salad, 4 peaches that you're going to cook and quarter, you're going to drizzle them with a little bit of olive oil and a little bit of salt, and then, which people may be surprised, bring them to the barbecue and just grill them ever so lightly. Okay. The natural sugars that are in the peaches will caramelise and they'll kind of char a little bit, and it really brings a lovely sweet dimension to this salad. Then you need 100 grams of feta cheese, 200 grams of chopped cherry tomatoes, and again 100 grams of rocket. A very simple dressing, half a clove of garlic, teaspoon of Dijon mustard, teaspoon of white wine vinegar, and 4 tablespoons of olive oil, salt and pepper. So a classic French dressing. Just grill your chicken, grill your peaches, put your feta, your cherry tomatoes and rocket into the bowl, chop your chicken, throw it in on top, throw all the peaches in, and be generous with that dressing. And that, I promise you, is a wonderful salad. If you had a little bit left over, don't dress it, and it'd be brilliant to bring into work the next day for lunch. So.
Oh, okay, and peach and feta, it's a marriage like Taylor and Travis.
100%. I couldn't have said it better myself, Pat. Wonderful.
Very good. Okay, how's the rooftop flying, I'm sure,
yeah,
at the moment?
Yeah, nice and busy now at the moment, yeah, the Mexican food that we're doing there. And I've actually just started doing a little bit of seafood in the restaurant. I'm doing a thing called Bubble Claws, so I'm celebrating Irish lobsters with champagne. So that's also selling really well. So, no, we're nice and busy, thank God.
Very good. Gareth Mullins from Anantara The Marker, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.